Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I see Jeff and Cody and Garrett. I see Ashley and Shannon, and he has M typed up, so I don't know what's happening with that. Marine? He's fun. This is a fun game. This is a fun game where Jape types with one hand, and I try to read the word as he's typing it out.
Right.
Maury? He's fun. You're fun.
Why are you doing this to each other?
Literally, there's an M, and I'm looking at it, and he's looking at me. I'm like,
I tried to spell it out phonetically. It's Marie, but I tried to spell it phonetically.
Well, I can read Marie.
Okay.
M-A-R-I-E. How is it? You? Oh, come back here. You thought I couldn't read Marie?
You're adorable.
Does that seem like a hard...
I thought you would read it as Mary.
M-A-R-Y?
M-A-R-I-E is
yes,
what
Marie.
I was going to show you.
Okay.
Hold on.
This is so weird.
When did I get known as the person who couldn't read on the show? Am I having to pick up T-slap? Like, what's happening here?
Just slid right into that.
I'm like, I don't know much, but I feel very confident. Marie and Mary are very clear inside my head. Maybe not. I'll try harder. Like,
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny, as he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize. And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
Alrighty then. Jeff, Cody, and Garrett, we'll start with Jeff. Let's lock Jeff up. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Johnny?
Good, brother. Good, man. What's your story?
Okay, I'm 59, single, not married, been married once. I've got a lonesome sleeve at home.
How long were you married?
About 6 years.
Was that recently or a long time ago?
Oh, a long time ago. I got married way back in like 95.
And lasted just early 2000, and then that's it. And then for the last 20 years, you've just been just dating around.
I've dated and dated and dated, and women are crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we're really not much better. I've never been a big fan of locking yourself down to somebody for the rest of your life, but you know, other people, it seems to be good for them.
Yeah, I've tried the dating sites and hooked up with a few here and there and whatever, but the longest relationship I had is like 2 years since then. So,
yeah. Do you do the Tinder and like all that? Is it the other one's Bumble or whatever?
I did Match.com twice, and I had a 7-year relationship out of that, but that ended up... Anyway, I've started over 3 times.
Okay. All right, listen, you're going to play. I got to get Cody on. Cody, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
My name's Cody. I'm 30 years old. I'm recently divorced and got a few toys. Got a butt plug and a vibrator for her and a womanizer and ties, but that's about it.
Oh, hold on. You said you're single. You have a girlfriend?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, recently divorced. I got a girlfriend, though.
Oh, okay. Okay. Was she your girlfriend before and that's why you're recently divorced?
No.
Liar.
No. She actually found me.
And she brought the butt plug. You bought that. You didn't bring it from like your last.
She brought everything but the womanizer. I got that just to spice things up.
Right. Good for you. Good for you, man. All right. Listen. You stay right there. So we got Jeff. We got Cody. I got to get Garrett on. Garrett, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny. My name's Garrett. I am 34 years old, married, and I have no toys at home.
Nothing. You're married, and she doesn't have toys either.
Oh no, she's got her little treasure trove in the dresser.
Mm-hmm. And
she's got a vibrator, a bullet, and I think we got some nipple clamps that she doesn't like.
Did you buy them? And you're like, you're going to love these. She's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. I thought, hey, this might be fun. So I'm going to go ahead and just bring these home. And she's like looking at me going, yeah, I'm not that into that yet. But, you know.
Yeah, we've all been there. Where you go way too advanced or just down the wrong road. And they're like, oh, no, I don't really. Yeah,
Fisher-Price doesn't make a at-home sex kit.
Yeah, so one time my buddy got nipple clamps stuck on his wife's nipples.
Oh, man, no.
So these were ones that were like, it was like a loop, and it was like a little like a cord, and you pull them, you know, and it draws it tight, mm-hmm. and it locks down. But the problem was you drew them tight, and they couldn't get them to loosen, and then the longer they went on, the more the nipples kept getting bigger. Like, you know when you wrap like a piece of string around your finger and it turns purple?
I do.
Yeah. She was in danger. Like, they used to do it with, like, lamb's tails. They'd wrap it around the lamb's tail until it would just fall off.
Yeah.
Right? She was in danger of losing a nibble. Yeah. And, they never got those again. They may have gotten really high and gotten it on. By the way, both of you know them. Yeah, hold on a second here. Well, now I'm not going to tell you right now. All right, listen, you're all three going to play. Garrett, Cody, Jeff, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
Para los caballeros, our item up for bid today is the real skin Latin chocha y culo.
The Nastoys.
You know I don't speak Spanish. In English, please.
It's a real skin Latin coochie and ass.
Stuff it down with some brown.
Fellas, let me tell you all about the real skin Latin chocha y culo. It's a super soft, supple, tight coochie and ass stroker. So warm, so soft, this real skin wonder has a 5-speed control vibrating edge to add to your pleasure, Poppy. When what you order comes from south of the border, this Latin lovely will give you what other girls won't.
They took your jam.
Well, I was, you know, talking about anal.
Bonlo en tu culo.
Whatever input you choose, you're not gonna lose. It's the real skin Latin Cucina.
And it can be yours, hombre.
Si el precio es correcto.
Craig. Real skin Latin pee and ass. This is your basic Mexican butthole.
That's why I said ponlo et tu culo.
Yes. That translates to Mexican butthole.
Right.
Yep. It's oh boy.
Put that anywhere.
I didn't know that was gonna happen. Sorry about that. That's the bullet that goes in this. Mm-hmm. And then you see here, it's sealed up, so I don't want to do it. But you can see what this is.
Yeah,
That's your basic sleeve.
Got it.
That looks like a butt, but it's a miniature butt.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't even make you look like a pedophile because it's way too small to even be that.
Right.
This would be your basically molesting fantasy character, like a tiny fairy.
like a figurine of some sort. Yeah. Something that might be in the yard.
Something that might be in an English book.
On a shelf at Nana's place.
Yes, but it's a tiny Mexican butthole. Hervé Valage, it's his butthole.
You hold it to your ear.
Yes, you can hear.
The plan.
Exactly, he's the boss, it's a plan. It's a plan. Welcome to Fantasy Island. All right, let's see what you'll do, sir, with your fine, fine Mexican butthole. Jeff, what would you pay for that?
I'm going to go with $59.95.
Jeff, $55.
$59.95.
I went dyslexic on you. All right, stay there. Cody.
I'm going to go with $31.99.
And finally, Garrett, what would you pay for the real skin? Latin P&A hot action Mexican barola.
Let's go $32.
See what you did?
Yeah, I'm a bad.
And hey, Ryan, stop that. He's got the bullet on my arm. Amen. Amen.
The only thing weirder is that AJ got out of his chair.
Yeah. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price.
$47.99.
Oh, you see, Blockchain did it.
Carrot.
Spicy.
Yeah, spicy. All right, listen, it's all yours, Garrett. Garrett, this is your fine real skin Latin P&A. I'm Mexican about hola. So it's all yours, sir. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it's fun. I hope it's everything you wanted it to be.
Yeah, nothing like my sister.
Yes, right. All right, Jeff, Cody, I'm going to hook you guys up with some tickets. You want to go to I've got tickets for the Jackal Family Reunion. I've got Fight Night. I've got Tech 9. Jeff.
Is there any way I can get Slash tickets?
Yeah. Who is that, Cody or Jeff?
That's Jeff.
Jeff, I'll hook you up. What about you, Cody?
I'll go with the Tech 9.
All right, then. Stay right there. Each for each, one for each, or a pair for each one, Jake? Okay, cool. Thank you. All right. Let's reset here. I'm going to need a fresh sheet of paper, please. My penmanship is terrible. All right. Who do we have? I see an Ashley. I see a Marie. Or Mary. What is he talking about? I'm still back on that. Where M-A-U-R-I was going to make me say Marie?
I don't know.
I know. So I think he misspelled it and then he blamed it on me. I think someone who's been married a long time knows exactly how that move works.
He's no dummy with that.
No. He's good with it.
Pretty quick with it.
I see Shannon. Let's start with Miss Shannon. Shannon, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hi, I'm 28, recently single. I have a vibrator, a dildo, a womanizer, a plug, and just a little pocket thing.
Now, you say recently single. What does that mean? Were you married or were just in a relationship?
I was in a relationship for 9 years.
Oh, you sound sad.
No, I'm not.
No? Are you happy? I mean, who broke up with who?
Oh, yeah. I broke up with him.
Did he cheat on you?
Oh, yeah.
Bastard. Bastard. Yeah. Never liked him. Tiny penis. Finished way too quick, I heard.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Have you explored any more penis? Any new penis?
Yes, I have.
And how is it?
It's great.
Have you tried any girls?
No, but I've talked to a couple.
Let me tell you something. If you're a commitment-friendly human being, lesbian is the way to go. I have a lot of lesbian friends, and they will move right in with you like by the second date. And they're pretty monogamous. I mean, they really are. It's just girls like girls, and then girls by nature don't have the same weird spread it around stuff dudes do. So it's just a better deal for you.
Yes, it is. Maybe I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Can't all right, hurt. Shannon. Shannon, you stay right there. You hold on. I'm going to get Marie on the phone, or Mary, either one, Jake. Hey, Marie, what's going on?
Hi, Marie, 29, married, and we have some dildos and vibrators.
You sound very matter-of-fact. You're like, we have some... We've already been married long enough. I'm tired of banging this guy. I just want to get a kid and be done with it.
No, we have 3 kids, and we've been married for 9 years, been together for 15.
So what?
We got to have some sort of fun.
Do you still enjoy sex with him?
Yeah.
How about that?
No, it's weird, because a lot of people don't.
Yeah, no, it's true,
isn't that,
right?
Isn't that kind of disturbing to find out that like you're one of the few?
Yeah. Boys, and it was recent, so...
What happened? I'm sorry, you muffled there for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. He said he's the one who introduced me to toys recently, so he keeps it fresh for me.
It took 9 years for you to find a vibrator?
Yeah, I was really nervous about it.
What? Like what? Like it was going to tell its vibrator friends what a dirty whore you are?
Yeah.
You need new friends.
How old were you when the first vibrator touched your vagina?
Probably when we got married, when I was 21.
Okay, so it hasn't been 9 years without one.
Well, right, but the dildos are new.
Well, they're just lazy vibrators.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. You are. So what do you think about... you were nervous about a dildo, but you were cool with a vibrator.
Yeah.
You're wound a little tight.
If you say so.
Well, I mean, that feels a little innocent. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with being wound a little tight as long as you're willing to try things and loosen up. It doesn't make you a bad person.
Oh, yeah. I just grew up in a very we don't talk about sex household. So it was all very new to me.
Isn't it fun, though, to talk about sex?
It is. And, you know, when we started doing it, I wasn't comfortable talking about it. And then I have kids now, and I have to talk to them about it. So I got to get more comfortable.
But you got to have two separate conversations. Like treat me like a dirty whore daddy is completely different than this is how babies are made. Okay. So very important you see the difference.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, you're suitably strange, and I like you for that. Maria's going to play. Shannon's going to play. Let's see what Ashley has to say.
Good morning. I'm Ashley. I'm 40, married. I've been married for 18 years. Still enjoy sex with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a finger vibe, a couple different vibrating dildos, and a couple different vibrating butt plugs.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let me go back to Marie for a second. Marie, you have tried any butt stuff?
Yes.
Dirty Bird. Do you like it?
No.
Yes, you do. You tried. You're just afraid to say you like it.
Nope, not my favorite thing, but I do it for him.
How often do you do it?
Maybe twice a year.
That's pretty good. You know what? Good for you, Marie. Ashley, how often do you play with the butt thing? Ashley.
Oh, sorry. Well, as often as my husband will, because it's not really his thing.
Wow.
But like the butt thing, you got to like, so twice a year would be painful. Just like some tips.
You gotta keep it kind of ready.
You gotta keep it going.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like if you let it go back to normal, then it hurts. So like, just do some maintenance. You know, just you don't have to do anything crazy. Just do a little maintenance on it.
This is some real talk going on here. This is some really honest to goodness real.
Anytime you ever question conversations amongst the lady friends,
right,
your ass is somewhere in denial.
You don't want to let it go back to normal because then you're starting all over. You gotta, twice a year, Marie, you're starting all over.
You gotta stay in training, right? That's what you're saying?
Like an Olympic
even if it's
athlete.
A little bit. You don't That's have to right. go big. Yeah. You know, just do a little something.
Well, much like being a sprinter, man, you stretch a little.
Yeah, you gotta stretch a little.
You don't want to pull anything. Hmm. I got you.
You know.
All right, Shannon, Marie, Ashley, all three of you. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. In case of a three-way overbid, the closest one takes the item home.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the Eclipse Thrusting Rotator Pro from Calixonics.
It won't be pounding. It's more like sneaking. It goes into
where?
Your butthole.
It goes right in your butt. So hang on to your dentures, cause it's time for booty adventures. Let's do some bad stuff again.
It has 12 functions of intense vibration and synchronization.
And it'll vibrate all night.
It's waterproof and has an easy push button control.
Put it in nice and tight. It rotates and thrusts. It'll drive you anally insane.
That's right, ladies.
It's time to do some bad stuff tonight.
It's the Eclipse Anal Probe, and it can be yours.
If the price is right.
As God is my witness, I didn't know this was the actual item when we had this discussion. Very good, ladies. Very, very good. Well, let me take a look at this here. Let's see. Is it charged?
It is charged.
Pull these down, and then all of these new toys on buttons are a nightmare. Like, you gotta literally, here it is. Because they're never a different color, and they're never a different shape than the rest of the items. You have to kind of stare at them.
You have to feel for the bump.
Yes, but they're barely up. There we go. Oh, boy. Look at that little, look at that little wiggle-doo. That
it's like a cartoon character glowworm.
So it's not just going up and down. It's also doing a little round-around dance. It's like wiggity-boom-boom-bam.
Like the little inflatable dance guy in front of stores on the side of the road.
Yeah, it kind
of
looks like a wacky waving arm butt plug.
Except it's not that big.
And then it's another. I'm changing it up now, I think.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. No, I think that's.
It's almost like you're digging.
Yeah, it is rooting about, isn't it? Maybe you'll find some truffles. there's a little. That thing's getting jiggy.
Yeah, there really is.
That one's going. There's another.
That's
one.
Funny, and it's not. It's not too big. It's not over the top. Fit in the palm of your hand, I would guess.
Here, if I just hold on to that part, you can kind of see what the motion is like.
It's like when he has it upside down with the handle-ish part. It looks like a joystick rotating on its own.
Right here. What do you think of that? Not bad.
I think, you know what? When you have to do your calisthenics, Shannon, I think this would actually, or Ashley, this might actually help you.
I think that would be, if you were keeping everything, you know, in the moment, that would be great, the starter one, right?
It's almost like its own, like, Kegel-type kickstart.
All right, well, ladies, let's see what you would do for such a time. What do you, Shannon? I didn't ask you if you were into these kind of shenanigans. Are you?
Yes.
Yes. Did that sound like something? I've never seen an automated butt plug.
No, this, that was something.
It, up and down and wiggle around.
Kind of a rotator.
What would you pay for something, Shannon?
I'm going to say $59.95.
And then we have Marie Mary, who twice a year, this might be your jam. You never know, Mary.
It could be.
This actually would help.
What would you pay?
I'm going to say
$49.99. So you're hoping it's between $50 and $59.95 because that's your win window now. Now, you stay there and we'll see what Ashley, who is a professional sodomite.
I'm going to go $54.
You slipped in there.
$54 even.
The actual manufacturer's retail price is
$39.99.
Oh,
all three overbid. But Mary, guess whose butt? But it's going to your butt, Marie.
Me? Yay!
Yes, my pretty homecoming queen, you did it.
Now, does this seem like something you would like, or would you want to trade it off to one of the other ladies?
You know, I think my husband would be upset if I didn't try.
Good for you.
What a gal.
What a good girl. What an awesome girl. Thanks.
So thoughtful.
You're what we refer to as a goer.
Goer, not a shower?
No. Not a grower. A goer. A goer. I mean, you would go for it. It's a very good term. It's very complimentary. You stay right there. I hope it's everything that you can imagine. It's Marie. And then we got to get to Ashley and Shannon. Shannon, I've got tickets for you guys. You want to go see the Jackal Family Reunion? I've got Tech Nine. I've also got, what's the other one? Oh, I also got Fight Night.
Oh, Fight Night?
Fight Night. Wow. Both of you want to go see Fight Night?
Yeah.
So disturbing in so many ways. Nothing gets it. Dude, there are some girls, and tell me if I'm right, Ashley and Shannon, that get sexually excited watching dudes punch each other.
Well, I did say Tech Nine, but.
Oh, you did say Tech Nine? Who is that?
I did. I'd rather do that.
To go see Tech?
Yeah, I would love that.
Who's that, Shannon or Ashley?
Ashley,
all right. Ashley, you hold on. Hold
Thank
on.
You.
Trust me. There may be somebody. I'll see if I can arrange someone to punch someone in the face at the Tech Night show.
I just wanted
What about you, Shannon?
Fight Night.
Fight Night. All right, stay right there.
I just wanted to tell you. I wasn't going to tell you this before LISAC.
Mary Marie?
I wouldn't have told you unless...
You misspelled that, you lied.
I know. Well, I'm coming clean because I went back in the other room and I thought, if he hits it on the head, then I'll go in and tell him he was right. But that you hit it on the head. I spelled it Mary, then I spelled it Maru, like, because I was in a hurry because I was talking to her.
I was like, what?
Then I spelled it Marie. And then I was like, oh, dude, I'm just going to throw it on him.
That was good.
And then she giggled. Solid. Well, and then she giggled about it. She was like, you just threw that on him. And I'm like, that's what I do.
It's a gift, man.
Slick as not, man. Even
I was doubting myself. I'm like, am I known as the guy who can't
He's that good.
Him? Like, you really are that good.
You'd have made up excuses that weren't exactly what it was. I was just going to let you have it. Yeah. But then you were like, I'll tell you what happened. He misspelled it. And then he just threw it on me. And I was like, now I got to go tell him.
Remember that time he rope-a-doped me? You may not even realize this, into cleaning out the files in our office because they were overflowing. They still are. No. We now just leave them on the counter. But it was one of those, you wanted to get it tidy, and we'd somehow, like, we'd finagle conversations each day that would motivate me to actually, he actually mic'd me to where in my head, I'm like, I need to do this and just get this done. So he never had to mess with it. I'm like, he's got a gift.
Oh, no, he's good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've been with him now a long time. Like, mm-hmm. Because I'll be halfway through a discussion and realize I've gotten it. And I'm like, oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Like, I opened a window this morning to him that I know he's about to jump right into for something. And I'm like, damn it. God damn it. You don't miss an opportunity ever.
No. He's opportunistic. He very much so. No. The only one, like, Greg is, he's not motivated enough to take advantage of people.
No.
That makes him a good human.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, it takes a certain amount of creepy ambition to take advantage of people.
Right.
And you don't have that.
No.
No. But you're a good human.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me find another good human. After we say thank you to... Hey, put your fingers down, Tiger.
Sorry.
Hey, AJ, don't do that.
I'm watching that.
Okay.
A new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized butt plus what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chopsticker, to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right.
With two locations to serve your every naughty need.
Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, giggity, giggity.